Obama administration stimulus money and Doyle administration state dollars have been helping the Wisconsin Manufacturing Extension Partnership pay for a sustainability initiative with about 45 small and medium-sized companies. The partnership says about $5 million in public and private investment has helped firms save much more in costs for things like electricity, transportation, and landfilling. Robert Hogensen is vice president of a Racine County company that makes battery connectors, cables, and tools. He says being greener has paid off.
We've been able to reduce waste in the die-cast value stream by about 14%. That's primarily abrasive products that we no longer use and low-value grinding waste that we used to generate with the old process.
The Wisconsin Manufacturing Extension Partnership says it hopes other businesses pay attention to the results of the initiative and look at more sustainable ways of doing business. It isn't clear if more state dollars will be available to help. Mike Klonczynski is Chief Operating Officer of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, formerly the Department of Commerce. He says after the state budget is signed, he'll take a closer look.
And certainly the Profitable Sustainability Initiative is something we want to look at. Are there ways that we can continue this? Are there other sources of support?
There are more than 9,000 small and mid-sized manufacturers in Wisconsin, and there was competition to be part of the Sustainability Initiative. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.